What's good? It's Sharday. You're now listening to Sharday's Thoughts podcast. I wanted to hop on here to let you guys know that I'm not dead, pretty much. I know it's been a good solid year since I even dropped an episode, and I feel really bad because I did have a support system on here where you guys like to listen to me, but I just want to let you guys know that I am somewhat okay, but not really, but I'll eventually be okay. This is going to be a raw, just small segment of what's going on. I'm not going to fully get into depth or, details of absolutely everything until I am 100% comfortable and 100% healed. I can say that my podcast has been a safe space for so many years, and I never wanted to let it go. There were times where I wanted to give up on this podcast, to give up on, absolutely everything. And I didn't, because I'm on here, talking to you guys. I just don't know what to say much because I just been kind of on silent mode. I had so many dates of my comeback, so many things lined up, so many itineraries, ideas, brainstorming, this is my passion, this isn't a job. This is definitely something that I love doing. So January the 10th, I lost my brother due to a gruesome, disgusting, selfish crime. It was all over the news in my hometown, San Diego. My family and I, we didn't have much privacy. They did not respect releasing his name on social media, on Instagram. There were so many things in between that happened as well before that, so it's already there was a lot that I was dealing with behind the scenes, and so many things I was attempting to heal from that were very unfortunate. And it's just kind of one thing after the next. Once that happened, I'm not even going to be sugarcoating anything on this podcast. I'm not going to say that everything's going to be 100% okay, because it's not. I lost myself. I'm not even going to lie. After I found out that my brother, passed away, and with everything mixed in between that was going on, it's not even just his death, it's other things as well. I couldn't sleep. My sleep schedule was very wonky. I couldn't eat that much. When I did eat, it was so little. I couldn't stop throwing up. I was throwing up nonstop. I had to go back to San Diego, California, where I'm originally from, to, go to my brother's funeral. Mind you, I haven't been home in 3 years. So that's a very long time. Yeah, that's what I did. And in between, I was working at my new job, and I was trying to keep it together. I was crying during training. I definitely should have just, honestly, I should have just quit the job and took time to heal, but I did not. I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And then with all the stuff in between, it didn't help either. It's just like I said, one thing after the next. His name was Najee, and I'm saying that because I want his name to always be remembered, because my brother was my little brother. He was my baby brother. He was the youngest out of the family, and we had news before that, a year before prior, where he got into a really bad accident. He was trying to push his car off the freeway, and a car hit him on the freeway, and he was still healing from that. I don't know what else to say. much longer, but once I'm 100%, you know, ready to get more into detail, then I will get in more detail. I just need a minute, to be honest, so I'm probably going to pause this podcast and add more to the segment. It's just going to be piece to piece. It took months to even fully talk about, like, on here. But yeah, pretty much. What's good? It's Sharday. You're now listening to Sharday's Thoughts Podcast. I did pause the podcast briefly. I needed literally probably like a full-blown day to, you know, gather up what I'm going to talk about. I'm literally just doing everything raw. There's nothing written down. There's no pre-questions or pre-answers or anything like that. This is 100% raw. We all know that my podcast has always been raw. So to get into detail, I'm pretty much ready to do that and to do so. Pretty much on, like I said, on the last recording, the pre-recording that I did, January 10th, 2023, my brother has passed away. And it was very hard for me. I didn't find out until probably like a day or two later. My sister called me like at nighttime, and she told me, she was like, you know, Gigi was going to our aunt's house, and he was at the Encanto trolley station, and when he was doing so, somebody drove by him and shot him. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, is he gonna be okay? Because the last time that my brother had like a really bad injury was, like I said, the car situation. So I thought, okay, well, like, maybe he's gonna be okay. I'm still gonna try to go down there and see if he's all right. But she said that he got shot and killed. So regarding to that, I just couldn't be on here and basically fake it till I make it. That's not me. I'm going to take my breaks. I always feel like when you're on social media or anything like that, podcast, doesn't matter, even work, take your break. It's, you know, you have to do that or you're gonna lose your mind, pretty much. So
You know, when that happened, like I said, like it was very tough on me. It was tough on my family, still is. I had to wait that month to go to San Diego because we were still, you know, waiting on a response regarding to the funeral. The funeral was in February. So we did that and I flew down there. Mind you, I haven't been back at home for 3 years. And so I was very nervous to be back at home. Honestly, like, it felt like home, but I was ready to go home, if you know what I mean. When I went down there the very first day in San Diego, I went to my best friend's house, her and her in-law's house, with her kids, my niece and my nephew, and I just slept. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't even get up to eat. Like, I just slept the entire time I was there. Mind you, I got there in the afternoon. So you would have thought, like, oh, hey, she might be, like, up and moving, doing stuff while she's out in her hometown the first day. But no, I just went to sleep. I didn't want to be bothered by anybody. I didn't want to talk to anybody, none of that. In between that, there were people who wanted to see me and take advantage of me being out there, which, in my opinion, it wasn't 100% appropriate because just, like, I'm out there solely for my family, solely for my brother. I get that everybody has to see me a long time, but if they really wanted to 100% see me ahead of that time, they could have been like, hey, I'm coming down to Florida to come and see you. Like, I feel like that's what, you know, people who are supposed to be in your corner are supposed to do. Like, no matter how far you are, like, make that time to go and see them. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just say, oh, I don't want to pay for a plane ticket or drive X amount of time or anything like that and not even put in the effort. I just feel like that's just fake, in my opinion. I get it, people struggle, the economy is very hard, but at the same time, there are so many ways and so many things you could do in order to make it work and see that person who's in your corner. So there was that. And I was out there for, I'm going to say a good 6 days, maybe. I got stuck out there because my flight, I missed it. So that was another thing. This is honestly still a bit hard to talk about, but, like, at least I'm finally talking. But as I stated in the last, you know, segment, like I said, like, there was no privacy. The comments were absolutely horrible. I'm going to tell you that right now. The comments were saying that it was gang related because my brother's black and so on and forth. Mind you, my brother would have never heard a fly. He wasn't in a gang. Like, he was very much into music and doing his own thing. Like, my brother wasn't like that, right? So it was just really hard to just grieve and then have stuff go viral and then have it all over the news and then people asking you questions about updates instead of contacting, you know, the police department in California. It was a lot. Like, there was a lot of nosy people. There were people who couldn't relate, which I understand. But there were also people in the mix where they didn't hear.
Before I published this episode, it has taken me, what, three months to drop this episode. Mind you, like, I listened back to that podcast and you could definitely hear to my voice I sound very different. I was in the process of dealing with other things and, you know, my brother's death, etc. I still am, but the only difference is that, you know, I'm actually doing something about it regarding to me. I'll drop an episode regarding to that maybe eventually. I'll pre-record, but I cannot remember what I said in the last recording. I do apologize, but I think I remember along the lines I was saying that a lot of people were very curious regarding to my brother's death. We didn't have a lot of, or at least I didn't. I didn't have a lot of people who were that genuine during that time. But you know what? I feel like everything happens for a reason. God always reveals, you know, he reveals things that are on the back end way ahead of time, especially towards me. And you live and you learn, pretty much. But I will be dropping more content on here pretty soon, maybe in 2024. I'm not sure, but I know I haven't been on here for so long. I get it. It's getting a little repetitive, but you know, mental health comes first. I had to take care of some things, but you know, I don't know. I don't know what else to say, to be honest. I'm a little rusty, but it will be almost a year that my brother has went to heaven, January the 10th. And I really want to get me and, you know, other people together who loved him, even virtually, to celebrate his life. I don't want it to be a day where it's full of sadness and depression and, you know, situations like that. I want my brother to know that he was very loved on this earth, and he's still loved till this day. I think about him every single day. But honestly, I'm pretty glad I did not drop that episode right away, and I'm glad that I am adding on to it, because if I dropped that episode before anything, mid-August, I'm pretty sure everybody would be messaging me, concerned, curious George, whatever. But honestly, the reason why I sound very different now is because I am, you know, pretty much dealing with things professionally. Yeah, but I truly hope you guys understand that it took forever to make this podcast for a reason. Everything happens for a reason regarding to that. But if you want me to drop some more content, just go ahead and comment, let me know. I see that everything has changed. We definitely switched to Spotify. You can listen to me on Apple, other podcasts, etc. Go ahead and share this podcast. You want to subscribe to it per month, you could go ahead and do that too. If you would like, no pressure. What else? I'm going to give you guys life updates on my next podcast. I think it's time to give updates on that stuff. Not everything though, because I have learned to master the power of privacy instead of telling the whole world absolutely everything, because, you know, there's a lot of monitoring spirits. You gotta be careful with stuff like that. I've been praying a lot, you know, instead of, you know, running to social media and running to people who only come around when you're going through things. You gotta run to God, and I learned that the hard way for sure. But if you guys want to follow me on Spotify, Apple, other podcasts, etc., Sharday's Thoughts Podcast. I don't know if I See Attitudes Podcast is coming back, but I'll definitely let y'all know. I think it's time to come back, because I truly love to miss y'all. I really want to continue to do this podcast, because honestly, this podcast was, in a way, these past couple years, it was my little therapy. I'm not gonna lie. I love doing it. It's my passion. I don't do it for, you know, oh, I'm gonna be so famous. Like, heck no, I do this for me. But go ahead and follow me on every podcast app, I guess. Share it, comment on it so I can add it to the segment. Follow me on Threads. There's Threads now, guys, which is weird, but it's way better than Twitter. Follow me there, Sharday17, Charlovely95, for my, what's it called, TikTok? I don't post on TikTok that much anymore. Add my Instagram, Sharday17. Like, comment, subscribe on this podcast. My YouTube, it is Charlovely95, but I'm rarely on there. Like I said, I've been mastering the power of privacy, but on this podcast, I will just kind of keep it, how do I say this? I would keep it at a minimum level on things. Like, I'll still be open with you guys, but I won't be putting my business out there that much anymore, because, like, what good does that do, you know? But in the future, I will drop an episode, maybe not, who knows, regarding to, I mean, absolutely everything. I'll just drop everything. But I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I will see you guys soon. Before I go as well, my podcast will, of course, be every single Sunday. I need a specific time, so go ahead and comment what topics you want me to break down, because there's a lot of things on social media that's been happening, and I'm like, whoa, like, I want to talk about this, but then, you know, my mental health is like, no, you don't want to do that. So, love and miss y'all, and I will see you guys soon. In the meantime, turn on those notifications for whenever I post. Oh, and follow my Instagram as well, where it's Sharday's Thoughts Podcast. Instagram, that's all I got. A bit of love on there. Appreciate it, by the way. I totally forgot about that Instagram, but go ahead and follow me on there. I might make a threads for Sharday's Thoughts Podcast specifically, but maybe I will drop an episode beginning of January or Christmas time. Who knows? Just turn the notification bell on so you guys can be notified. And I hope you guys have an amazing, blessed Saturday. And it is December the 9th, 2023. I dropped this episode, by the way, on today. And I recorded it on August 25th. And then I recorded the second part beginning of September, where I wasn't doing pretty well. Like I said, y'all, I'll be back as soon as possible. Maybe in the next few weeks, 2 weeks. I don't know. It all depends on my work schedule now as well. But yeah, I just wanted to dedicate this podcast to my brother as well. Love you, Najee. And his song is on SoundCloud, I believe. I believe it's still on SoundCloud. The song that I posted in the beginning. So go ahead and check that sound out. The song is called Pain. Have a good day, y'all. Hey guys, before I close this podcast, I just wanted to briefly talk about the funeral before I go. A lot of bittersweet stuff has happened at the funeral, by the way. And the song Pain, I'm trying to figure out how to post the link on Spotify. I'm very determined to post it because I had that song on my phone forever since he sent it to me. But regarding to that, I'll figure it out. The funeral, it was very sad, but yet it was very bittersweet. Yes, I said in the last clip that, you know, a few people were not too, you know, sympathetic as much as we expected. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. It's okay. We don't dwell on, you know, the past and stuff like that. But at the funeral, we got to, you know, go up there, speak, say our last words, say our last goodbyes. There was a lot of things happening at the funeral. I literally couldn't even sit down, like, sit in one place, to be honest, because it was so hard for me. But I'm glad that I found a way, at least, to come down to San Diego and be at the funeral, because that would have been, like, the end of it for me, in a way. Like, you know, I would have regretted being not present at the funeral. And I'm very glad that I went to the funeral and I made a way to, especially with the support of people that were surrounded around me. I did have a lot of support. My siblings did as well, like, you know, but at the funeral, like when we were saying our last words and stuff like that, it was very hard for me. It was hard for the others as well, because my little brother, he was the baby of the family. Like, this isn't just a brother where, you know, like, oh, he was the middle child. I mean, either way, it would have been sad, but my brother was, like, the youngest. Like, my dad used to baby him, like, so much, you know. We have so many, like, memories regarding to that, but now my brother's in heaven, you know, with my stepmom and with my father and his grandma and my first mom. So I'm pretty glad for that. Also, I wanted to point out that at the funeral, they did a dove release, and during the release, there were two doves, and they just kept flying together, right? And it was, like, pretty crazy, because those doves, the two of them, it kept flying in the areas that we were, like, even at the, what is it called, the repassing, where you eat food and you are in a conference room. We went there, and the same two doves that were flying around, they literally flew to there, and then they were, like, sitting on something on the top. I can't remember what it is, but they were just plotting there, like sitting there just watching, like, the entire thing. And I truly believe that that was my brother and my dad together in peace, you know. Even at the funeral, like, you know, there was a lot of beautiful things that happened. Like, you know, the what happened Sorry, I'm retracking my memory because it was so long ago. Not too long, but you know, like I kind of blocked it out a bit. But at the funeral, we had our church family, you know, the sisters, they were at the funeral and they were very close to my brother. You know, they used to go to choir practice together and he would play the bass while they would sing. It was a beautiful thing. God bless them, by the way. Like, they were going through a tough time as well with their brother, and they still showed up and sang for my brother and, you know, gave us their condolences, and they were there for our family. They've always been there for our family. Every time somebody passed away or anything like that, they were there. And that's why I can always say about, you know, people who are always there for you. There are people in this world that, like, they are like family, and I will never forget that. And also with, you know, my friend, my best friend Ebony and her family, as soon as my brother passed away, like, Ebony, she literally had open arms, and other people as well. It wasn't, you know, just that. Open arms, ready for me to come down, had my bed ready, was taking care of me, was literally picking me up when I was down, and I definitely appreciate that. Like, even, like, you know, her husband's family was so, like, sweet and just comforted me. That the time that I needed my family the most, like, that's the time that I had, and including with my own family, like, me and my siblings, like, I'm gonna have them on here soon, hopefully, if I get all of them on board, but we literally gave each other a hug, and mind you, I'm a hugger, like, I'm the sister that I'm like, oh, I'm lovey-dovey, they are too, but they're like, oh, like, don't hug me, you know, like, Lily hug, like, every now and then, so that, just little things like that, like, it really warms my heart, that we, in a way, got to reunite. Like, I even hugged my brothers, like, you know, my other brothers, like, I don't know, it just felt a little different. Yes, I felt very alone because of my situation, and I was there alone, and, you know, but at the same time, like, you have to realize that you're not fully alone if you have family, and you have God, and even your friends that are close by you. You don't need everybody to be your support system, you feel me? Also, at the funeral, like, Mr. Ford, he was one of our high school teachers. He bonded with my brother, and they bonded over music. My brother was very talented. He taught himself how to play the bass, the drums, keyboards, beats. He wanted to be a producer. Even, like, you know, with my brother passing away, like, we are still living in his memory in a way. Like, we're still, how do I say this? I'm trying to say it, but not, like, say it verbatim. We are basically in our, how do I say this? I'm sorry, guys. Give me a minute. Okay, so what I'm saying is that you could live through your loved one who passed on. You feel me? We're all a piece of them in a way. And even when my brother passed away, my daughter literally, like, she's 3 years old. My brother adored the heck out of my daughter. And he always would say, like, oh, I'm going to come down to Florida. I'm like, you know, I definitely regret, like, you know, like, in a way, trying to find a way to fly him out so he could meet his niece or, you know, fly down there. But you know what? He's watching over my daughter for sure. But my daughter, like, you know, when he passed away, she was playing the keyboard, like, out of nowhere. And she kept, like, you know, doing that. And, you know, it was very beautiful, like, just little things. And Mr. Ford, he said that he wasn't going to come to the funeral, but he had a strong feeling to come, so he came and he gave his condolences and his respects and stuff. And he spoke at the funeral and he said, you know, me and Najee, we bonded over music, so what I'm gonna do and what's in the process right now is the music program that we have at Oklahoma Valley High School, it's dedicated to Najee. And it's called Najee Woods Memorial Studio. And they have a beautiful sign. And it was the most bittersweet thing that has happened. Like, I literally bawled my eyes out because, like, me and my sisters, we went to Oklahoma Valley High School. My brother went to Oklahoma Valley High School briefly. Like, that's literally home. So a lot of good things and bittersweet things happen at the funeral. I definitely wanted to bring that up. But enough of that. You know, I just wanted to share that with you guys. And honestly, I'm tearing up a little bit. because I know that he's in a better place and he's watching over us. And I definitely, like, I don't know, I want to do something really special this year. Usually when, you know, when somebody passes away, it's very hard. And of course, there are times where it's very hard, for sure. But I definitely don't, like I said in the last clip, I don't want to dwell on it. Even on his birthday, like, I literally, like, got balloons on his birthday and a cake, I believe. Something like that, a pastry. And I lifted those balloons and I was like, happy birthday, Najee. But you know what's crazy? We don't even call him Najee like that. We call him Gigi. Like, that's his nickname forever. He hated his nickname half the time. Like, don't call me Najee. My name... Or, don't call me Gigi. My name Najee. Like, nah, your name Gigi, bro. So, but I just wanted to close off on that on a positive note. I will talk to you guys soon. I'll be on here as soon as possible. But I hope you guys, again, have a blessed day. And I really hope you guys enjoyed this contribute to my brother.